Hey everybody, Jake Carter here and welcome back to Champion's Mind. 5 Min Sports Focus. Today, we're tackling something a little different, something that might surprise you. We're talking about finding joy and happiness in exercise. Now, I know what you're thinking. Exercise, happiness, those two things don't always play nice together. But trust me on this one, folks. There's a magic formula to unlocking the pure joy that comes from moving your body. And it's not about hitting the gym for hours or becoming an Olympic athlete. This is about finding the sweet spot where exercise becomes a source of genuine happiness, something you actually look forward to. Think about it. Have you ever felt that amazing sense of accomplishment after a killer workout? That rush of endorphins that makes everything feel lighter and brighter. That's pure joy, folks. It's the feeling of being strong, capable, and in control of your body. It's about pushing your limits, testing your boundaries, and discovering just how powerful you really are. Here's the deal, finding joy in exercise isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. What works for one person might not work for another. It's all about finding what lights your fire, what gets you pumped up and excited to move. First off, ditch the have-to mentality. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore or punishment. It's time to reframe it as something fun, enjoyable, and even rewarding. Treat yourself to activities that genuinely make you happy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the trails for a scenic hike, or trying out the new yoga class. Next up, find your tribe. Working out with friends or joining a community can transform your experience. Sharing your journey with others, celebrating milestones together, and pushing each other to be better makes all the difference. It's about building a supportive network that keeps you motivated and accountable. Don't underestimate the power of music. Crank up your favorite tunes and let them fuel your workout. Music has this incredible ability to boost energy levels, elevate mood, and make exercise feel more dynamic and engaging. Remember, progress over perfection. It's not about being a fitness guru or hitting unrealistic goals. Celebrate every small victory, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Every step forward, every rep completed, every hurdle overcome, those are all wins worth celebrating. Lastly, listen to your body. Rest is just as important as exercise. Don't push yourself too hard, especially when starting out. Take breaks when you need them, and don't be afraid to modify exercises if something feels uncomfortable. This journey is about finding a sustainable balance that works for you, not about sacrificing your well-being for the sake of progress. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're lacing up your sneakers, ready for a run in your favorite park. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, and you've got your killer playlist on blast. As you start moving, you feel that familiar sense of excitement and anticipation. Every step feels lighter, every breath deeper, and you're starting to groove to the music. This isn't just about burning calories, it's about feeling alive, energized, and connected to yourself and your surroundings. That's the magic we're talking about. So remember, folks, exercise doesn't have to be a dreaded chore. It can be a source of joy, happiness, and personal growth. Find what works for you, embrace the journey, and celebrate every step of the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite way to find joy in exercise? Share your stories with me on social media, let's inspire each other. And remember, keep chasing those happy endorphins. See you tomorrow for another dose of Champion's Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.